Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Women farmers produce about half the world's food, while still more women work in ancillary industries, packing, transporting, storing, and selling food. And they do this despite having to navigate obstacles created for them, specifically because they are women. This is why the United States introduced a resolution in the United Nations General Assembly to declare the year 2026 as the International Year of the Woman Farmer. On May 2nd, the UN General Assembly passed this resolution. Of all the women in the world in the global labor force, two-fifths work in agri-food systems, said United States Permanent Representative to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield. In many regions, that number is even higher, with more than 2 in 3 women in the labor force working in agri-food systems in sub-Saharan Africa and in South Asia.
They farm with less financial backing, less technology, less education, less cultural and governmental support than their male counterparts. This lack of training and resources and support doesn't just hamper women farmers' productivity, it holds back progress in every sustainable development goal, from combating climate change to ensuring economic stability to fighting food insecurity, which disproportionately affect women and girls.
By establishing 2026 as the International Year of the Woman Farmer, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield, the international community has chosen to call attention to the challenges women in agriculture continue to face, and the ways in which governments, civil society, the private sector, and other stakeholders can help close the gender gap and get us closer to achieving the Sustainable Development Goals.
We aim to increase awareness of women's roles in farming and lack of secure land tenure that continues to hinder far too many of them. To better understand the financial and technological needs of women farmers and ensure access to credit and markets, education, and technology. To support changes in policies and social norms that empower women farmers and share best practices.
Ultimately, food security is national security. Food security is economic security, and above all, food security is a moral imperative. As President Biden has said, if parents cannot feed their children, nothing else matters, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. Today, a perfect storm of climate and conflict has driven tens of millions more people into hunger, said Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. But in the fight against food insecurity, we have a powerful tool, and that is women farmers.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.